The House of Representatives has just voted to change the vetting process for Syrian refugees entering the United States. Take a look at the roll call right there. No time really left to vote. Overwhelmingly, it has passed the legislation that the House Speaker. Let's listen in quickly to hear what he said.
Pursuant to Clause 8 of Rule 20, unfinished business.
All right, well, we just heard from the President Pro Tem of the House of Representatives that the legislation has passed overwhelmingly, not just by Republicans, by Democrats as well. Joe Johns was monitoring it. Joe, we have the final roll call tally over there. What is it?
Wolf, it looks like 289 people voted for the legislation, and the question right now is how many seats are open in the House of Representatives, because we are trying to see that normal. Oh, there we go. I'm told in my ear this is a veto-proof majority, which is normally 290, but because John Boehner, for example, who left the House of Representatives, his seat has not been filled, it means that if this bill were to come back here after the President of the United States vetoed it, then the House would be able to override that veto. So that's important. Nonetheless, there are other factors to consider on this legislation that would block refugees from Syria and Iraq from coming into the United States until the certain members of the administration are able to certify that those individuals are not terrorists. The other important consideration here is that the White House has threatened to veto the Senate. Today we heard from Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid saying Democrats will do everything in their power to try to block this legislation from ever reaching the president's desk. So huge questions about what will happen to this legislation. And down the road, the possibility, we're told, that Republicans might consider putting this on the big spending bill that has to be passed around December 11th. Setting up, at least in theory, the possibility that there could be a showdown that could lead to some parts of the government being shut down if this legislation were pushed through by Republicans. A lot of questions here. The important thing, of course, is that it is passed by a huge majority in the House of Representatives, pushed through by the newly minted Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.